Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on sound for pain. And our intention is that we might be able to get rid of all pain in the future with sound, music, and vibration. It's actually a real possibility, actually. Cool. Before we get started, though, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. First of all, we have a lot of sound baths and concerts coming up. We have one coming up in just an hour here at the Institute right after the radio show here in Sausalito. And so if you're in the area, come on by. There's still room. And then we also have next Friday, September 20th, I'm doing a sound bath, Sound of Love sound bath, where I've got a full range of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, gongs, crystal harp, frame drums, hand pans, and I got a looper that will actually record different parts, and then I play along with them so I can have multiple parts going at once. And I got a lot of reverb and stuff, so it's really, really cool. And then on Saturday, October 26th, we have Vincent Moon, who is an unbelievable singer energetically, and also an amazing flute player, Native American flute player. So that's October 26th. But the big thing we have coming up is Mount Shasta Retreat. That's October 12th and 13th. I'm going to be doing 1.5 days there. The first day, we're going to go through how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, do meditations, show you how to play alchemy bowls, and then we're going to do a concert that night of universal love. And then the next day we're going up on the mountain and we're going to bliss out with the Lemurians and all the energies of the beings up there on top of the mountain. And we're going to commune with nature and make the sound of all the things in nature. And so that's October 12th and 13th in Mount Shasta. And then on Sunday, October 20th, we've got an open house for free, 1 to 5, how sound works at all levels of reality, and many sound opening, heart-opening meditations. And then we put everybody on the sound table as well, and everybody gets blessed out. And then we also have our in-person classes here in Sausalito. It just started last week, so you could still jump in. And it's half here, Mondays and Wednesday nights mostly, and then half online. And if you can't make it this time, you could actually start the online part and come in January. But we do have our whole program online, and you can start that on September 19th is the next start time. And it's all about not only how sound works in all levels of reality, but also many techniques and skills so you can open up your own practice. And also, we show you how to get blissed out and peaceful over and over and over so you are at peace in your own being and can bring that energy to others and show others how to access it. We also have our recording classes that just started. You can jump in on that. It's about recording, mixing, and producing. And then we got our voice analysis software. If you buy it by tomorrow, you can join the classes September 22nd that explains how to use the software. And it's a software that measures how many notes you sing when you speak. And a person that's healthy goes through all of the notes, whereas a person that's about to die stays on the same note the whole time. And we've got a whole chart that's based on 20 years of research that shows different issues based on notes being missing or too low or too high in your voice. You can also get a treatment to check it out, and that's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. And then we have our brainwave assessment kit, which shows you how to find a person's metabolism. And then we give you CDs, or downloads, that is, tuned to your brain where you're at peace. And we've got them in delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for thinking and overcoming ADHD, and then gamma for blissing out. And you can get that treatment as well, or you can get the the full kit, software kit, and start doing treatments on others online, on the phone, or in person. And that's at yourhomenote.com, yourhomenote.com. We also have our Medical Sound Association. We've got over 1,000 doctors, and we've got over 25 treatment plans that are in detail. The pain one we're going to be going through today. But check that out at medicalsoundassociation.com. And then, of course, we've got our whole kids program that we've got over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months to 18 years. That's at soundeducationassociation.com. If you just go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll find everything. We've got all our classes there. We've got our store with over 400 products and also vibroacoustic products as well. And then we've got our therapy center with all types of treatments. And we've got the online treatment center at soundtreatmentcenter.com. And then we have our research foundation with over 1,000 clinical papers and the Medical Sound Association and Sound Education Association. So you can find everything here at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Of course, we got a whole facility right here in Sausalito with treatment rooms and store and classrooms and everything. So if you're in the area, you can drop by. We're open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 5. Okay, so that's what we have going on here. So again, today we're talking about pain. The basis of pain is, well, actually, let me show you this document first before we get into it. There's many types of pain. This is our document. If you go to medicalsoundassociation.com, you'll find the document for sound for pain. And as always, every document, let me show you actually, Medical Sound Association, every document has a full range of components. It's got the medical details, the conceptual framework, which is the theoretical approach for that issue, which is really the most important, practitioner preparation, safety guidelines, intake questions, and the actual sound treatments, and then the homework as well. We even have treatments other than sound on there that you can look at as well, because it's all vibration, right? So here we are, sound for pain. So there's all different types of pain. So what we're looking at here, let me give you the basis of pain. There's good research, or it's proven that a nerve can only handle one piece of information. And so if you fill that nerve up with sound, there's no more room for the pain information. That's why screaming works so well. It's like, I remember years ago, I was getting out of the shower, and I reached for a towel, and I fell on the side of the tub and broke a rib. So I just screamed, and I noticed there was no pain when I was screaming, because it was really painful. And so I screamed for 3 hours. And finally, I got tired, but by that time, the pain had gone away a little bit, not a lot, right? So then when I had appendicitis, the worst part was when they would peel the tape off the IV and pull my hair, right? So I would just scream. And that worked really well because the pain only lasted for a minute. And so I would really hardly feel any pain until the nurse came in and said, you got to stop doing that screaming because you're freaking the people out down the hallway. They think somebody's dying in here. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, they need a sound room in hospitals, right? But then I realized you don't really have to actually scream. You could just do toning any vowel. And that can actually fill up the nerve with sound as well. But it's way better if you get the actual vibration physically on that part. So the problem is there's all types of pain. And some of them aren't even from nerves. I mean, there's pain in muscles, there's neuropathic pain, there's nociceptive pain, which is other than the nerves, it's outside the nervous system, and they're the receptors in the nervous system that get activated in an injury. And chronic pain, they keep it going, right? And then we've got somatic pain, which is just a bruise or a burn, right? Or something that's actually just got hurt. You can also have bone pain, which is just an ache inside, or muscle pain, we've mentioned, or visceral pain, which are the internal organs, such as the stomach, liver, kidneys, intestines, and there's just body pain, which is muscle pain, and then aches as well. I mean, you can have pain throughout your whole system, right? So what we're looking at is actually researching the mechanisms for all the different types of pain and figuring out what's doing the screaming, right? In regular nerve pain, it's the nerves that are doing the screaming. But often when you have nerves that are have a problem, the muscles around the nerves help it scream. You know how you get like a nerve problem and then all of a sudden your whole neck is tight. Like I actually have that. I've got a problem with my nerve in my left neck, and I've got like little tension and pain sometimes on my shoulder all the way down to my arm, and it totally varies. Right, so sometimes different parts trigger other parts. So if we look at all the different types of pain and figure out the mechanisms, which doctors know, it's well known, right? We look at the mechanisms that trigger that pain, then we can go into the part that's triggering it and play and find its frequency. That's the key, is to find its frequency, which is not very hard. You just go up and down with different frequencies. I mean, we can also not only do it with sound, we can do it electromagnetically. I mean, they've got the TENS, you know, that are actually the little pads that are cool, but I don't think they tune it to different types of pain or different types of the parts of the body. Right? It's pretty general. So we could also even use light, infrared light, and even use scalar waves on the pain. And by doing this, I bet you we could get rid of 90% of all pain completely. Pain is a real problem. In fact, I would say God kind of blew it when it comes to pain. Okay, we need to know that there's something wrong, right? Okay, I got that. But we don't need to kill people to let them know something is wrong. I mean, that's the problem, right? I mean, for many people, pain is debilitating. I mean, not only physically, but, you know, when people are in a lot of pain, it really brings you down emotionally. It's really hard to deal with anything emotionally when you're got some part of your body screaming, right, where you can barely move. I have a friend that's got like a jaw pain right now because she just had some wisdom teeth taken out, and it's been for 9 months. She's in intense pain, right? And she's like really finding it difficult to stay on top of things emotionally. She gets depressed really easily. It's understandable, right? It's so debilitating, pain. But here's the main thing that we've learned that's been shown. First of all, when you have pain, it stresses you out. It creates tension in the body, which makes the pain worse. God just really blew it here. It really blew it. It's like pain totally triggers tension and stress in the body, which then makes the pain worse. So if you're stressed out, you're going to be in more pain than if you're happy. Right? And that's a really cool approach for based on sound, because we can totally make people happy and peaceful, right? So that's really, really important to know. Now, some of the other aspects of I mean, you know, there's just so many different things. I mean, there's even stress causes pain. Sometimes people just get stressed, but also sometimes you're just worn out, chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia. It's like the adrenals and the kidneys and the liver, they're just kind of giving it up, and then your whole body gets sore. I actually notice that whenever I'm really tired, my neck hurts way more because I know my adrenals get low, and that causes even more pain, right? So there's just so many things that can cause pain, right? Even just a full range of emotional issues can totally do it, much less general trauma, right? So here's our conceptual framework, and I started talking about this a little bit, but let's go into it in a little detail. This is the theoretical approach. Basically, what are we trying to do? Right? First of all, it's well known that distraction makes you not feel pain. If you're thinking about something else, you don't feel the pain. Right? That's pretty cool, especially with sound and music. You can listen to any music, and generally your pain will go down a little bit, right? But the problem with this one is it normally comes back once you're not distracted. Sometimes, pretty rarely, it goes away and doesn't come back, but that's really rare for just distraction. So that one is not the very best, but it's cool. You know, focus on something else, you don't notice the pain, right? But here's the other one that's pretty cool, still not the best though, and that is if you get blissed out by any sound or music, then what happens is your brain puts out dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and other endorphins, and they totally can overcome the pain. Now, these are like drugs, right, just from getting blissed out and listening to music. It's like they are totally going to the nerves and quelling the pain. And sometimes after you stop listening to music, not only does it continue for a bit, but sometimes it does go away completely. It's not very often though, still. So that's very cool. But the other thing here is bliss and peace totally mitigates that stress in the body that is causing that feedback loop to cause more pain that we're just talking about. So just getting blissed out with sound and music is really a big deal because now you're not stressed out, and that can get rid of half of the pain right there. Totally depends on the type of pain. Sometimes it gets rid of most of it, right? If you're really blissed out, you know, and at peace, you know, then your whole body kind of relaxes and it doesn't really, the pain doesn't kick in. So that's very cool, right? But then there's the actual nerves that go to the brain. Now, I don't know how to work with those nerves, but I'm sure we can. So sometimes the nerves that are carrying the information to the brain actually get go haywire. And so then it's like there's this response going there that gets screwed up. And there may not even be a problem with that part of the body, but the nerves going to the brain are just screwing it up. Or what they can do is amplify the actual pain in that part of the body and make it even worse. So ultimately, we need to know the frequency of all those nerves that are going to the brain, the high pathways and highways to the brain. Right? Now, sometimes you might know you get pain in the brain, or that is you get phantom pain. Like it's well known that sometimes when people lose a limb or have, they can actually have pain in that limb that's missing. Right? So that's even a whole nother type of pain. I mean, I guess getting blissed out can really help. I mean, imagining vibration on that part of the body. I haven't really thought about this one too much. I don't really know how to approach this one, but that's imagine we could do something with, even accessing the parts of the brain that are getting that false message. Or there must be a false message somewhere. Maybe the message is right where the actual limb got cut off, and we could actually deal with where that message is coming from by putting sound and vibration right on that part that's sending the message to the brain, even though that part of the body is gone. But here's the big one, and that is putting vibration right on the part of the body that is causing the pain. This is huge, right? Putting vibration right on the actual nerve or muscle or part of the body, even if you have a bruise. If that bruise is not that sore anymore, you can put vibration right on it. Right? Or if you got a burn, if it's not that sore anymore, you can put it right on it. I mean, I've had this, if the burn wasn't too bad, I had a friend of mine, she actually, we were in Mount Shasta, and there was this fire that, in the fireplace, and she burnt her finger, and she put a tuning fork right on it immediately after. And then a few hours later, she burned another finger, and she didn't put a tuning fork on it. And the next day, the one she put the tuning fork on was healed, and the other one had a big blister on it. And that's really cool to actually get vibration right on that part when it's not so bad. Now, if it's really bad, then what you can do is put the vibration on both sides of it, so you get as close as you can to it. But if you got a really bad burn or bad bruise or even surgery, you can't be putting vibration right on that incision or that spot, because it could really break it open. I mean, it could be really dangerous. Okay, so but you can put it around the area. I had a friend who actually broke her leg in 7 places, and from a snowmobile accident. And she immediately, after she came home, she started putting vibration right on it, not too strongly, but she was vibrating it, and so it didn't hurt it, because if it hurts it, you got to stop, right? And she went back to the doctor after 2 weeks, and the doctor says, "What the hell's going on?" She said, "Nerves don't start taking on calcium for 6 weeks, and you're already getting calcium back." So it was really helping repair that pain as well. So putting vibration right on the body. Now there's many frequencies we have that are good for this. Now, you could actually just play music with the different devices that we have. So first of all, there's the sound pillow or the sound lounge we've got. And then we've got the sound vest, which has 6 speakers. You can even place those speakers on different parts. Or we got the sound strap, which is just 1 speaker that you can put right on the issue. And we've got also sound dolphin, which has a lot of high frequencies, which is really good for the pain as well. So we have all these devices. And then we've got all the different CDs. Now, you could just play music. I mean, I believe that actually playing music tuned to your metabolism is just as good as playing these other frequency CDs, because you're getting that person back to their natural peaceful vibration. And that's the brainwave assessment, where we play each of the 12 notes and see which one makes the person the most peaceful. And then we give you a CD in delta, or downloads in delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma, tuned to you. And it's got a lot of bass on it, so you can play it through these devices and it will vibrate right on that spot. Or you can actually use these frequency CDs. And these frequency CDs are shockingly effective. These frequencies came originally from Dr. Peter Guy Manners. Dr. Manners was a doctor in Germany before World War II. And during the war, he left and went to France. And then after the war, he went back and got a lot of frequencies from the doctors that had been doing horrible research on people, right, during the war. And he collated these frequencies, then went to England and found a device that would actually give you feedback on the body. And he just came up with many other frequencies for all the different parts of the body, whether it's the nerves, tendons, ligaments, endocrine system, muscles, and such, right? And these are shockingly effective for pain when played right on the body. Now, you can just play headphones on the body, but you don't get a whole lot of bass into the body with the headphones. So, but that's cool. Or you can use the devices we have, like I mentioned, the pillow, Dolphin, or the actual vest or the strap, right? Now, let me play for you some of these frequencies. You normally don't listen to them because they're kind of annoying, right? Because there are five frequencies. The center frequency is the main frequency that is tuned to that part of the body, and then the other four frequencies are based on a Chinese tuning system. So there's an algorithm for those. So it's five frequencies, and I added some low frequencies so it vibrates the body more. So here is the frequency for muscles. Five frequencies, the Sima frequencies. Again, you don't listen to these, you play them on the body. Then here's the frequency for adrenals, which can cause a pain if they're wiped out. And then here's the frequencies for nerves. These frequencies are just shockingly effective. I've got so many stories. I had this guy come in who had whiplash, and he had pain on a scale of 7 to 9 for 2 years, never lower than 7. And within 15 minutes of playing the bass strap on his body in that spot on his neck, he actually went down to 2, level 2 in pain in 15 minutes, right? I mean, I had a guy that fell off a house, and he actually could barely walk, and he was walking practically normally after a half hour of these frequencies on the body. All right. So it's just they're so effective, but with a little more research, we could find the frequency of every mechanism, every nerve in the body that's creating all the different types of pain. So we're getting funding to actually do this, and it's one of my most important projects because, I mean, seriously, we could get rid of pain, 90% of all pain for people. And this is just so important, so important, right? Now, besides all these devices and frequencies that we've got, actually, let me do a little sound break here while we're here. You know, again, one of the main things that is really simple is to overcome emotions and to be able to resolve emotions, let it go, right? And that will take the tension out of your body, which will resolve a good amount of the pain right there. So this song I want to play for you is Emotional Stress Release. This is from my first NutriEnergetics album. So check this out. It's all about releasing stuck emotions. So my neck was probably around level 3 pain when earlier, and now it's down to less than 0.5, less than 1. Right. Just so effective what we're talking about here. Right. Now, there are things you can do without these technologies. So you could actually just tone. Right? I mean, of course, there's the whole thing of doing peace, or just getting people to a place of peace where we actually have the, you know, just do what we do with sound. Play a crystal ball, Tibetan ball, or any drone instrument, or any stable, consistent rhythm, and get people to a place of peace. But also doing toning in the body, and it, that goes through your whole body, which is any vowel, or even humming. First of all, that will send vibration to that part of the body, and it does distraction, but it also gets you really peaceful, which can actually help mitigate the pain as well. Now, you can actually do toning or voice healing on a person's pain. I've actually done it quite a few times where actually I had this one woman kind of hurt her wrist, and I just got right on it and was like, to get some physical vibration right on it with my mouth. And it was so effective. It was really effective. There's another thing that I learned from a chiropractor that's really important, is if you can get vibration on something immediately before the pain information goes to the brain too much, then it actually can mitigate and stop the pain dramatically. So if you bump your wrist or knee or something, just rub it, like, because that's a vibration. You're getting a frequency on it. Rub it, right? And then you're actually creating a stable, consistent vibration as opposed to the chaos of the pain. And it's so cool, because what happens is if you don't do that, then the body goes, oh, we got a problem here, and then a whole mechanism kicks in, and it really accentuates the pain. So to get vibration on something immediately after it happens is really important. Now, there's, besides actual doing voice and toning or anything with the voice, you can totally use tuning forks. I mean, tuning forks are so effective. You take the stem and put it either right on the pain if it's not too much, or put it on both sides of the pain if it is too much. And that will draw the energy away from that, the pain away from that spot. And that, again, stable, consistent vibrations overcome the chaos of the pain. That's another mechanism we're talking about. But also, it can actually fill up that nerve with sound, so that there's no more pain going out, and then the whole body relaxes. Now, there's all types of sounds and music, you know, that we've gone through in some of these shows. We have a whole document, a whole show we just did a few months ago on peace only. And then we can do breath work. Breath work's really good for getting you back to peace. And then the brainwave entrainment we already mentioned. Now, you can have the person make sound besides, and you could do that to have them also play sounds, but you can have them, besides just toning and chanting, they can make the sound of the pain. This is unbelievably effective. I had a woman who actually also fell off a roof, and she had pain for like 15 years all the way down the right side of her leg. And we were practicing making the sound of emotions and also pain. And she did the sound of pain that evening and came back and was just ecstatic. I mean, the pain from 15 years was completely gone and hadn't come back, just by making the sound of that pain. That's so unbelievably cool, right? Now, you can also, besides putting tuning forks on the body, you can put Tibetan bowls on the body. You can play a hand drum right around that part of the body so you feel the vibration. You can actually even put a sansula right on the body, which is a the one we have has a little chamber. It's a little thumb piano, little kalimba. And then, of course, you could even use crystal bowls on the body. But Tibetan bowls are really effective right on the body because they you get the vibration of that really cool instrument right on the body. Now, for tuning forks, I generally recommend the lower frequency tuning forks, although you never know. We haven't figured out the frequencies. I mean, maybe higher frequencies, but the lower frequencies vibrate more and seem to provide more release. So something under 100 hertz or about 120 hertz and below that is good. So I really like the Schumann resonance because that's a natural frequency that we all need. So we've got one that not only play, it's like 66 and 57, and the difference is 7.83 hertz exactly. So you're getting that really low rhythm on the body as well. So yeah, taking the stem and putting the tuning fork on that can be really, really good. So let's play another little song here. Let's see. So, one thing that's really important is to just have compassion for yourself. So I want to play a recording of people toning compassion. Or you could send the sound of compassion to that pain in your body. Okay, so let me play this compassion toning, and you can tone along with it any vowel and just run the energy of compassion for yourself and for any pain that you might have. I'm just going to do like 5 minutes of this or so. There we go. Okay. Tone along. It's always amazing how toning, how effective it is, especially when you add an intention and hold that intention with 100% focus. Now, there's also when you have pain and depression together. That's even can make it even worse, of course. As I mentioned, it's quite common because people get really depressed when they can't get out and they're just in pain all the time. So in that case, you want to go to our whole section on depression here in the Medical Sound Association. We just did a whole show on that a couple of weeks ago. And then we got the anxiety. I mean, people often have anxiety around the pain as well. So we have a whole document on sound for anxiety in the Medical Sound Association. Again, that's medicalsoundassociation.com. Now, from the higher perspective, it's always nice to look at it from this perspective. First of all, it's okay to be that way. It's okay to feel how you're feeling. That's most important, because if you go, I suck, that's just going to make the pain worse, right? If it's like, I can't get out of bed. It's like, I suck. You know? No, you got to stop that. Okay. It's also to become a witness. The witness, or that point of awareness that's watching the pain, is perfectly still and has no emotions and never feels pain. So if you just watch it instead of being the pain, that's really cool. Going from one to two. Instead of being the pain, be a point of awareness, which is the witness watching it. And then ask yourself, what is this teaching me? What's the lesson here? Maybe even you're meant to actually help people with pain. We've got a lot of our graduates who actually have pain sound therapy centers. So they have put people on the lounge, get them blissed out, put the vibration right on the part of the body. And it's so effective. It's just so effective, as we're talking about here. Also, to remember, you are not the pain. You are a pure, perfect spirit in every way. And then sometimes, you know, people kind of lose hope and lose track of their goals in life, because they can barely get out of bed. The pain's just so debilitating. So really to like start looking at, you know, what you want to do in life and start imagining that. You can also do a little ceremony releasing the pain, and then a little celebration with sound. Okay? But if you can go to these higher levels of energy, how can you be grateful for the pain? Oh, that's a tricky one, huh? How can you be grateful? What really is it teaching you? First of all, it's teaching you compassion for others that are in pain. I mean, if you're in a lot of pain, it's like you know what it's like now, right? And so you see other people in pain, you got like serious compassion. So you're learning compassion big time also. But also just how to be strong in yourself. And even when there's this screaming being inside your body, right? If you can go to a state of gratitude or love, if you can go into love, I mean, that love generally will get rid of at least 50%, sometimes the whole thing, right? But the very best is to actually contact source. And we've talked about many ways to access source. One is tuning into multiple things at once. One is just to ask for help from source or your higher self, and then let source make the sound through you. And then you could channel that energy from source right into that pain. Just focus with your intuition. Find the frequency that feels right. Just go up and down and find the right frequency, and just do it intuitively. And then focus your sound energetically on that part of the body. Ooh, if you got pain, try it right now. Ooh. Sometimes, though, making sound out loud is just too much work, especially if you're in a lot of pain. You can't do it for very long. But you can totally do it silently forever, because it takes zero energy. So you breathe in, and on the out-breath, you go, find the frequency first, right? And imagine sending that vibration on the out breath straight to the place where the pain is. Again, you're overcoming chaos, which is pain, with stable, consistent vibrations, which is the vowel, because you're really sending a vowel. You're not going, you're doing a vowel when you actually breathe out, okay? So try it. Breathe in, and on the out breath, send a frequency to that part of the body. I'm sending it to my neck, right? That's very cool, okay? But if you can just get people blissed out, and there's so many sound healing, you know, songs and music and artists that just are going to higher levels of consciousness. I mean, it's just like Tom Kenyon, right? It's just totally accessing a whole range of higher beings. And then if you can go to this higher level of energy, I mean, that's really the deal. Also, just imagine it changing. And know that you have the power to overcome it. Right. That's the most important of all. But here's my all-time favorite for every issue. And that is, imagine that it's completely gone. By the way, in this document, before we do this final meditation, there's homework you can do with sound and music. There's also not only sound and music homework, but there's also treatments other than sound. I mean, you can do body work. You can do mental emotional work for releasing emotions. You can do creative work. You can do get socially connected more to other people. You do energy work, right? And you can go out in nature, work with colors or crystals, and different supplements and herbs can be really effective. Do change your environment, but especially be of service to others. All right. Okay. So my favorite is to imagine the pain is completely gone. What would it feel like if that pain was completely gone and never to come back? What would it feel like in your body? And then find a sound. You can't do it wrong. It's always perfect. That's our strict rule around here. You can't do it wrong. Make the sound of what it would feel like if that pain were completely gone. Body goes, oh, done deal. So we return to our intention. All pain on the planet is gone, and it could happen starting within a year with the research. Or just do your own sound and get rid of it. May all pain be gone. Imagine it's already happened. All pain in the world is gone. We figured it out. What would that feel like? Hold that energy and intention for the rest of the evening, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.